Summer is just about here, which means it's time to start barbecuing again. Whether you're going to the beach or having a small cookout in your yard, Charbroil has a grill to fit your needs. If you use our link, you can get a Charbroil one-burner portable grill for just over $100, and it's perfect for wherever you need to cook. It's convenient and portable, and works just as well in the backyard as it does on the go. Just go to multipleworldproductions.com/sponsors and use our link to shop all the great products Charbroil has to offer. What's today? Today's Thursday. Happy Thursday, and welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. So we're talking about the biggest story of the week, that being the PlayStation Showcase that happened yesterday, and we're talking about the big announcements, not-so-big announcements, mostly not-so-big announcements that came out of it. I'm going to talk about all of them. We're going to put up an article about it probably tomorrow on the website, mwpnews.com. I've been a little busy over the last 2 days, so no new story. Very few new stories went up, but maybe tonight we'll have a few after I see this new Louis-Dreyfus movie. But let's get into it, because a lot happened in an hour. So they revealed, and here's the thing, let's just get this out of the way first. I can't stand cinematic reveal trailers. Like, it doesn't show any gameplay, it's just kind of a proof of concept for the game, and look, I get it, you gotta try and sell the game, I totally understand that, but it's not reflective of gameplay, it's not reflective of what it's gonna look like in the final build. I don't understand the point of it. It doesn't make me any more or less interested in it, but I just, oh, that exists, and I think that we're gonna have a lot of that here to talk about. But let's dive in and see if I figure out where the fuck my cursor is. There it is. First up, we had Fair Games, which had a CGI reveal trailer. This game looked kind of cool. No gameplay, but it's like a... It reminds me kind of like a little bit Payday, a little bit Watch Dogs, where it's a hacking vibe. There is this kind of like heist kind of thing. I mean, depending on how the gameplay looked, I might play it, but we'll see based on that. Then came Helldivers 2, which I have not played Helldivers 1, which is... you know, it's a game from Arrowhead. I think it is a multiplayer game. I've never played the first one, but whatever. This one really interested me. Immortals of Avium. This one is a shooter with magic, and it comes out July 20th. That game looked really interesting. And I'm interested to see where that goes. The trailer looks really cool, and I'm a big fan of blending fantasy and using fantasy in video games. We get a lot of science fiction, but not as much, you know, interesting fantasy. And I'm interested to see that. Ghost Runner 2. I never played the first Ghost Runner, but that looked kind of cool with katanas and that kind of stuff. Phantom Blade Zero. Which is that new ninja game, which that game looks awesome. That's the one that I think was the most exciting outside of Spider-Man, because it's got such a unique and interesting visual style. I kind of want to see how that plays. Sword of the Sea is that the one? Yes, that's the one from the developer of Abzu and Journey that I'm really interested in. It looks like kind of like Journey. We surf sand and swim with dolphins, and it looks kind of cool, and I'm all in for that. The Talos Principle is getting a sequel, The Talos Principle 2. Never played the first one, though I've heard very good things about it. I might play it. Then came Neva, which is from the creators of Gris, and Gris is, pretty fun. I love Gris. Not fun. It's an interesting kind of narrative game, and I think that it's cool. The trailer for Neva looks kind of cool, and I'm here for it. Cat Quest looked kind of cute too. Pirates of the Caribbean. It does look kind of like a spiritual successor to Wind Waker, and I'm all here for it. Then came Foam Stars, which I have thoughts on Foam Stars. I was watching this trailer, and I'm like, this is just a foam party version of Splatoon, and I don't know how I feel about that. I never played Splatoon, but this game doesn't really strike me as the kind of thing that I would jump into and play in a meaningful way. And it's like, look, I get it. You're trying to hone in on that market. I totally understand that. It's just, I don't think that this is the way to do it, nor do I think that this is going to catch on. Because I think that the Switch has such a wide market share that trying to do this is a worthwhile endeavor. And I think that if you're going to do this, and if you're going to try and do this, I don't think the install base of the PS4 and the PS5 is wide enough where this is something where someone will be like, I wanted to play Splatoon, but I'm not Splatoon, but I'm not doing that on a on I'm not buying a Switch. And like, Splatoon was widely considered, it is widely considered to be a first party title for Nintendo, and it'll never go to other platforms. But at the same time, if that's the case, then what's the point of, like, I don't understand the point of this. I don't quite get what the use case is for this, and I think we have another thing like that later on in it. But look, I think someone will play it, and it may be interesting. It looked like kind of cool, but it is basically Splatoon. The Plucky Squire. This looks kind of cool. With your guy in a picture book, and you can come out of it. That looks kind of cool. Teardown. I love Teardown. I played it on PC. It's coming to PlayStation 5. That game is really fun. It's a destruction simulator in a voxel style. I would check that out. Metal Gear Solid has two things: Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater, and then the collection of the first three Metal Gear Solid games in Volume 1 will be coming out later this year. I've never played Metal Gear Solid, though I might get into it with this. Launch trailer for Final Fantasy 16, which at this point, if you don't know about Final Fantasy 16, they're not doing their job. Alan Wake 2 is coming out on October 17th, 2023. Never played the first Alan Wake, so cool. Assassin's Creed Mirage has a release date of October 12th, and I'm interested in this because it looks like old Assassin's Creed, not new Assassin's Creed. We've got all RPGE. This looks like Assassin Simulator, which is what I'm looking for from Assassin's Creed, and I think that's interesting. Hold on, my computer's freaking out. Then we have Revenant Hill. Which is another indie game that's a spiritual successor. Looks kind of cool. I'll play that. Granblue Fantasy Relink. Cool. Street Fighter VI as part of the Summer of the Fighting Game. It's gonna have a story mode, and we're going to have and it's just it's kind of another. This is coming out soon. Be ready for that. Ultros looks kind of cool. That's the one that looks kind of like a Metroidvania. Tower of Fantasy. That's cool. Dragon's Dogma 2 was probably one of the biggest announcements because people have been asking for that for years. And we are getting it. It looks kind of cool. It makes me want to go and play Dragon's Dogma, which I never did. Five Nights at Freddy's Help Wanted 2. Okay, sure. I think that's in VR. Resident Evil 4 Remake is going to have a virtual reality mode. Looks kind of cool. And I haven't played Resident Evil 4 yet, but okay, I know it's a classic. Arizona Sunshine 2, which is a zombie shooter in VR, and I look at this and I'm like, you know what this makes me want? I wish that they did Postal 3 like as a VR experience, or just ported Postal 2 to VR, because that's what this felt like, and I would play that. Where were we? Crossfire Sierra Squad. I kind of tuned out with the VR stuff because I'm not really into VR. Beat Saber did hit yesterday, finally. Marathon is Bungie's new game. And then we're getting another expansion for Destiny 2, which I also have not played. Firewalk's new IP is Concord, and it will be coming in a science fiction set in space. They showed a trailer for Gran Turismo. And then the final two things. First is Project Q, which is a PS Remote Play device. It is designed to let you remote play from anywhere. So that way, if you are not physically at your, computer or at your PlayStation, you can play it anywhere as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. And look, here's the thing. I think that in a world where this week they announced a PS5 backbone for Android and phone that is modeled to look like what's it called? It's modeled to look like the DualSense, and it works like the DualSense. In a world where that exists, I'm not 100% certain what the use case is for this. Because the backbone's $100. You plug your phone into it, Your phone likely has internet connection because it's able to do that. This, you need to be somewhere that has Wi-Fi, and you got to pay presumably more than $100 because it's coming with the screen. And I think that anyone who wants to use Remote Play will likely just buy, like, if the option is offered, they'd rather buy the backbone that is compatible with your phone. And then you don't need to have, you don't even need to have Wi-Fi. Like, I could be sitting, like, at the doctor's office and not have Wi-Fi. I can sit there on my phone and play my PlayStation games. I can sit, you know, if you're sitting at the airport. I mean, they have free Wi-Fi at the airport. But I feel like there is a better situation. Like, the backbone has a better use case than this console does, this handheld specific thing. I feel like that, and I feel like it's kind of a missed opportunity, because guaranteed, and look, if it's under, it's gotta be under $200. I would say you'd have to price it at $199. If you're not gonna price it at $199, what's the point of even making it? Because at that point, it's just too much money for a device that has got, not great design to use. And I feel like it's kind of a weird situation altogether. Now, the only first-party title, really, of note to be shown in this showcase was Spider-Man 2. And I feel like, looking back, there were a lot of predictions. I made some bold predictions about what would be in this showcase. There were a lot of people saying there's going to be more in this showcase than what we got. I think, from a marketing standpoint, the reason for this is, if they did this showcase and they announced GTA 6, if they showed footage from Knights of the Old Republic, if they showed footage from Final Fantasy, not Final Fantasy, World of, Last of Us Factions, if they showed any number of other games that they could have shown off, it would dilute the messaging. And when they spend 11 minutes showing gameplay footage from Spider-Man 2, which is launching later this year, they want that to be the focal point. That is their holiday game. That is their big thing for 2023. Showing off something that may come next year is counterintuitive to that message. And that's kind of where this is. That's why I think this show was as quote-unquote lackluster as it was. Because they wanted the showcase to end on the note of Spider-Man. And it to be, this is a Spider-Man showcase with some other games that are coming out too. Do I think that this means that we get another showcase by the end of the year? I think it's possible. I think that it's certainly possible to give us another showcase in the fall or in the winter, just to be like, look, you know, we have other things coming. Because with this, Sony's in another situation like Nintendo, where Nintendo has Tears of the Kingdom come out, and now we have Pikmin coming out this summer, but then what? What else is coming from them? Are they holding off for a Switch 2 next year? Are they holding off for a, what's it called? Are there other things in development? We don't know what's going on. I can guarantee, though, that we don't have, the Mario Kart team is only working on these DLC tracks. I can guarantee that that it's not like they just have the team that develops, the 2D Mario and the 3D Mario games are just sitting on their thumbs. What's the studio that does, what's it called doing? The remake games for Legend of Zelda. And they're not just sitting there doing nothing. And I think the point of this is, it's the same thing with Sony. What's Sony Santa Monica doing? What is Naughty Dog doing? What else is Insomniac doing? They didn't show Wolverine. And I think the reason is, if they showed anything else, you end up in a weird situation where the messaging gets diluted. You don't want your biggest release of the year to get diluted. Now, do I think that is Nintendo is not going to have a big holiday game this year? Probably not. They're probably going to have something big, something worth acknowledging or talking about, or something at some point. But the issue is, what does that mean for them? What does that mean for Sony here, who is at a point where we now have one first-party studio and we know what they're doing, and that's it. That said, the Spider-Man footage looks fantastic. Spider-Man looks like it could... I mean, look, I've played Tears of the Kingdom. I think Tears of the Kingdom is game of the year. But Spider-Man's going to give it a run for its money, especially if the map is as big as it seems to be, including Brooklyn and Queens as playable areas. If it's that big, and if it's that sprawling and open, then I think we have a chance that this game could give Tears of the Kingdom a run for its money. I don't think it's likely. I think that when we get to the end of the year, we're still going to have Tears of the Kingdom as the game of the year. But there's a chance that this game could flap it. And at least, you know, put up a sizable showing. And I think that this means that, you know, looking at next year, are they just going to go until this time next year without a major release? Probably not. Are they hoping that Spider-Man carries them through? Also probably not. I think that there is going to be more stuff in early in the year. And look, they do have a lot of indie developers. They have a lot of stuff teaming up with third-party developers. That's all great. But if you're Sony and you have this level of first-party talent and second-party talent, you want to showcase that. And if they're not showcasing it here, it means that they're showing other things off elsewhere. So I think we're going to get something else later down the road. But we'll see. We will see. But Spider-Man looks great. Spider-Man looked really good from, what's it called, from what they showed here. I love the look of the Venomized suit. I love Yuri Lowenthal's performance as Venomized Spider-Man. Really exacerbating the bad thoughts that he's having. The Lizard looks great. Kraven looks great. I really like what this game does. It feels like more of the same in the best ways, but at the same time, it feels like they're doing a lot different stuff that looks really cool. I'm here for it, and I can't wait to play this game when it comes out this fall. But we will wrap up there for today. Our next episode will be next week. We'll be talking about Into the Spider-Verse as we get ready for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse on 30 Minute Reviews next week, or on Beware of Spoilers next week. If you're listening to this and you're looking for the next Beware of Spoilers episode, we'll be talking tonight about, or this evening, about You Hurt My Feelings, the new movie with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And that will be opening. I'm going to see that in about a half hour. So, until then, have a great rest of your week. If you enjoyed this show, be sure to check out our other shows. We have Beware of Spoilers, where we talk about new release movies. We have 30 Minute Reviews, where we talk about older stuff and current events in the entertainment industry. And we have Exploring Hyperspace Lanes, where every week Josie and I get together to talk about random stuff in our lives, and also we rank and review everything Star Wars, old stuff, new stuff, all of it. And you can find all of these shows on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Or, to get it simply, just go to BewareOfSpoilers.com, or ExploringHyperspaceLanes.com, or 30MinuteReviews.com, and it'll redirect you right to the Spotify page. Thank you, and thank you for enjoying our content.